This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. So the Tokyo 2020 Paralympic Games kicked off yesterday, and it is, of course, facing much of the same challenges that plagued Tokyo 2020 in the run-up to the Games. So we wanted to check in with our contingent and really just offer some support.
You know, the opening ceremony is always the highlight, right? And as always, I did see lots of people tuning in, sharing clips from last night's opening ceremony. So the Games did start yesterday. It did feature a reduced parade of 3,400 Paralympians and team officials. And starting today, the Games are really going to be happening over the next 13 days, with candidates vying for 539 gold medals across 22 sports. 22 Malaysians are competing this year, so quite a lot to watch out for over the next few, the next 2 weeks, really.
Yeah, and you know, we've got, like you said, 22 Malaysians. They're competing in a whole array of sports, including swimming, including athletics, archery, cycling, badminton, of course. So it's a whole host of things. And I think part of the reason why we wanted to talk about the Paralympics is because it follows on the Olympics, right? And this year's Olympics in particular, perhaps because of the delay, perhaps because of the global mood, I think everybody was so attuned to it. Everybody was watching it with bated breath, and also talking about the withdrawal symptoms of what happens after, of saying like, well, you know, now what am I going to watch? And so I think the answer to that, very simply, is the Paralympic Games.
Yes, and you know, the thing with the Paralympics is that people often, I don't know, it sometimes feels like also there is this. And I don't think that's fair, because at the end of the day, these are our athletes and they're representing us. And I'm glad that you equated that with that experience of following the Games, because I do think that particularly at a time like this, when so much else feels a little down, and just you need something to focus on and make you feel happy or inspired. I think, well, if there's more, why not? Let's cheer them on from here.
And in some way, the Paralympics, perhaps because of the nature of the athletes competing, in some ways represents the Olympic spirit so much. Almost more than the Games, in terms of overcoming obstacles, in terms of pushing through to become champions, and that sort of muhibah spirit of participation, I think, that the Olympics really brings out. So all of which to say, we wanted to know, are you watching the Paralympic Games? Which athletes perhaps are you watching out for in particular? Let us know. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And after this, we will be speaking with the Secretary General of the Paralympic Council of Malaysia, Datuk Subramaniam Raman Nair. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:11 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're talking today about our contingent, the Malaysian contingent, in the Tokyo 2020 Paralympic Games that just kicked off yesterday. And we'd like to know, since the Olympic Games were so closely followed, are you watching the Paralympic Games? You know, is there anybody or any sport in particular that you're looking out for? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now, we have Datuk Subramaniam Raman Nair, who is the Secretary General of the Paralympic Council of Malaysia. Datuk, thank you so much for speaking with us. So as we've been saying, the Games began yesterday. You're currently in Tokyo. What is the atmosphere like at the moment?
Okay, thank you very much for inviting me. Okay, the opening ceremony started yesterday, and the Games all began today, this morning. So the mood of the general mood of the athletes and officials here, I think they all are very happy because the waiting period is finally over. They all are here, and the opening ceremony has taken place. And then the competition has started today. So from what I observed in the Games Village, Everybody seems to be in a happy mood and all waiting for the thing to go on as planned, hopefully without any major technical hiccups.
So how was the opening ceremony last night?
The opening ceremony was a fantastic show. And I've not seen something like this for a very long time. The IPC, International Paralympic Committee, and the local organizing committee, Tokyo, I presume they have built up the opening ceremony based on the concept. There was one little girl in a wheelchair, and the whole story revolved around her for about 1.5 hours or so. And I think the Japanese organizers have used technology to the maximum to make it look as though it is real with people. So the use of technology was one of that was really good. The stadium was only about 1/10 filled because of the COVID situation. But nevertheless, I'm sure everybody got to watch it live on television. It was a fantastic show, and I'll tell you that. Yeah, if we all get to watch it in YouTube, please watch it, and you'll never regret to watch it.
So as the games kick off then, what are you most looking forward to?
Oh, okay. As far as the games are concerned, we had a lot of apprehension about how the restrictions were going to affect us. But then when we came here, we found out all the restrictions for following SOP and things. So the guidelines are very clear, so it is easy for us to follow as well if you read the instructions carefully. So it does not impede or interfere in our games, training, and as well as competition. So it is okay as far as competition is concerned. We don't foresee any problems coming up. The athletes, as I mentioned, they have been waiting for over a year, and some of them have not had much of a preparation and lost hope with so many cancellations. So this show, which have started last night and today, is something which we all look forward to. It has finally happened, and then this is the biggest show as far as for the para sportsmen are concerned. So everybody's looking forward to perform their best. And we have brought in 22 athletes. So some of the best in the world are also with us. So we hope to perform, put on a good show when the races start.
So tell us about the SOPs for COVID-19 that the athletes have to follow in Tokyo.
Okay, I would start before coming to Tokyo. For 14 days, we have to observe certain protocol, and then we had to comply with the 96 hours 4 days before, 3 days before, and then they have given us an app, an OCHA app, that we had to comply with before even coming to Tokyo. And at the airport itself, before we left KL, they made sure that we have complied with all these things. And when we arrived in Tokyo at the airport itself, the PCR test was done. And then we had to show the PCR test done in Malaysia. We have to show them a Japanese version because of the Japanese requirement. They had some certain information that was required as well. So without that, you cannot enter into Tokyo. They will put you on the plane back. And after that, every day we have got to monitor our temperature. We have to give our saliva for PCR test, drop it in a designated places. They give us all the kit. So every day you have to update your PCR and the health status. So if anything goes wrong, there is a COVID liaison officer, they call it. Each team has got a few designated people. So if there are any cases, any results that are negative, positive among us, this person will be called and we will be isolated from the games village and put in some quarantine. So those are the kind of restrictions that they have. And of course, we have to remain within the bubble. we are not allowed to go out of the Games Village area into the city, roaming around, public transport and all the things, we are not allowed. It's only accommodation to venue and back to accommodation. And the feeding area is also within the accommodation. So that is, everybody is contained within this bubble.
What are some specific challenges that have been faced by athletes with disabilities because of the pandemic?
Okay, some of the challenges, I would say from the training perspective, well, to come to Tokyo, you have to qualify. The minimum qualification standards are there, issued by IPC, International Paralympic Committee. If you don't meet those standards, i.e. whether it's timing, distance or whatever, then you don't come to Tokyo. So to do that, you have to take part in a sanctioned competition that were held over the past 2 years. Right, you have to collect points of ranking, and then only you can qualify to come here. So some of our athletes had to wait until last moment because some of the sanctioned tournament had to be cancelled or moved around. And so you plan to go to, let's say, go to Sydney. Suddenly they move the competition to Beijing. So this kind of challenges were really problems that were faced. I knew they are all the disabled personnel, so to move them around is not so easy. So that was one scenario that we faced, cancellation and things like that. And of course, under SOP, we could not have a full-fledged training program. We had to do it online and then give them a schedule, and hopefully they do carry out. MSN, National Sports Council, was very good in monitoring them together with the coaches. So they had very specific, detailed training plan drawn up. And we told them, you want to be in Tokyo, you follow this. You don't follow this, then you might not get a place in Tokyo. Right? So these are some of the challenges that they faced. We would say that they know what the stakes are very high in to qualify for Tokyo, and then if they come out champions, it's even higher, right? The benefits for them. So I believe they all have tried their best, and we'll see how they perform.
So as you've touched on, it has been an extremely difficult journey to the Games. How are our Paralympians doing now that the Games have started?
Well, we all live to the same building. They're all there. We eat and then we dine and we meet up. The past few days we've been together. The Prime Minister came and gave us a pep talk yesterday. So I can see most of them are very cheerful, and they have got coaches taking care of them, officials taking care from the National Sports Council taking care of them. We also have a Paralympic Council staff who are here taking care of them. So the support system around them is very good, and all the arrangements as far as like food, accommodation, transport, it's all been handled by, you know, some people who's in charge. So their job is just to go and eat, sleep, and perform. That's about all. I think they can do all those things. And we have got some new Paralympians this time, so those group of new boys and girls who have not experienced before, we are hoping that they don't succumb to any other challenges. The experienced guys, they know how to handle international tournaments. So the younger ones, the newer ones, the coaches are paying a bit more attention to them.
So what are our goals for this year's Games?
Okay, great. Well, in Rio, we had 3 gold and 1 bronze. This time around, we have got 5 hopefuls. Some of them are world champions, like powerlifting, Boni, Ziad, and Shotpan. We have Latif in long jump. We also have Chia in badminton and Suresh in archery. So we've got 5 world-class athletes with us. So the three of them have become world champions already in the individual sports tournament. So now it's the Olympics. So we have got hopes that these five will definitely deliver medals. And hopefully, all five, I say hopefully, I hope all five could be gold. But then we will be happy if we can retain our performance, what we achieved in Rio, i.e. three gold, if we can retain that.
So moving forward, what else can Malaysia and Malaysians do to better support our Paralympians?
Thank you very much. I think for the first time, we have more than 170 countries from all over the world that are taking part in this Paralympic Games. So the awareness of para sports is certainly increasing. This means it only gives one thing. That means people are becoming more aware of para sports. And our campaign that we have just launched recently, and IPC has launched, i.e. we the 15, that means 15% of this world population, and also in Malaysia, 15% from the disabled community. So, of course, the disabled community can also play sports. So I hope people become more aware of disabled sports. Right? You can see OKU, but he can, OKU can do so many sports that suits his nature of disability. So if we have, we are going to push for better awareness and people understand the sports better, you might find that some of the disabled people, you know, hey, I can also play badminton, or I can also run, or I can also swim. And we have a support system to support them. The public, hopefully you all can, become aware of this thing and provide whatever support you can give to support the Paralympic movement in this country.
Datuk Subra, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us from all the way in Tokyo. That was Datuk Subramaniam Raman Nair, Secretary General of the Paralympic Council of Malaysia. We're talking, of course, about the Paralympic Games, which just kicked off yesterday. So we've been asking you, are you watching these games? Are there specific athletes or events that you're following closely? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And something else that will be happening this week. Are you part of the sandwich generation, juggling the care of your children and aging parents with your own work responsibilities? Where does that leave your well-being? Join us in our upcoming Health and Living webinar, where we discuss the burdens of being a sandwich caregiver and how to prevent burnout. It's happening on the 27th of August at 12 p.m. on Facebook Live. Just head to BFM's Facebook page for more details. This BFM Health and Living webinar series is presented by AIA, enabling healthier, longer, better lives. And that is it from us for now. Keep those thoughts coming, and we're playing out with a track. Here's Foo Fighters, My Hero, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.